it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Best hour in radio on planet Earth.
But
four to five every Monday.
Just yes, quickly, Lewis Martin just gave me a tingle and thought, Andy, that's a great idea that you've got. Let's just put the funny stuff on afterwards. So Talking Footy apparently is going to be on before his show coming up. So
great.
That's great news.
It's okay.
Great
well,
news.
On it. We'll do our we can we'll get a bit get a bit looser with our ratings.
Nice.
Although Keith, do you want to talk numbers? Anyway, Monday Matters for core staff specialists in labour hire and permanent recruitment. It is a joy to be here. A lot to unpack after another weekend. Who would you rather do it with than Sam Edmund
and
Julian De Stoop?
So good to be here after a round that really mattered. Second most attended in history.
That's right.
So and that was never mattered
more. And that was with 4,000 at one game and 12,000 at another.
408, 433 fans attending games over the Anzac weekend.
Was there only 4,000 in Tassie?
That's right.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Should we be shocked? They want their own team. They're getting their own team.
They don't want re-shock.
Well, they got the worst team in the comp going down there.
I understand that, but you'd think down there you've got an audience that doesn't get... You know, they see a decent amount, but not every week.
They've got their own team on the horizon.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's what they're waiting for.
That's
right. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
That's right.
It was a phenomenally populated round of football, and they keep... You know, you can argue the toss on fixturing and... The reasons behind this and the reasons behind that, but when they can point to the scoreboard the way they can after a weekend like this, it's kind of hard.
What about the round coming up?
Well, it's huge, quite staggering. Some
massive
game, like a rivalry round.
Well, I think it is.
Is it actually?
Well,
the...
I don't know if it's officially.
No, but
it's been scheduled like that.
It's certainly got that feel about it. Righto, Monday Matters. What did to whatever degree it might matter from across the weekend, or did it not? It might be stuff we're talking about that doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. Over to you, boss.
Yeah, well, we know I love Hoyne. Great man, Daniel Hoyne.
Yeah, he's magnificent.
Hoyne, that's the disclaimer.
Hoyne, tomorrow night.
Hoyne, I don't want to care about inside 50s anymore, mate. They don't matter.
Oh, yeah,
the
good
inside
call.
50s do not matter. Don't even look at that stat anymore. Sydney had three more inside 50s than Hawthorn. They won by 12 goals. Melbourne and Richmond had 50 inside 50s each, yet the Demons won by 43 points. And on Saturday, Carlton had 21 more inside 50s, yes, lot by 13 points. Mm. The stat doesn't matter anymore. And it's been a trend all year.
Well, it does matter.
We spoke about this earlier in the year. There was the highest percentage of teams, well, the lowest percentage of teams winning inside 50s and then going on to win
the
game.
But it does matter. But efficiency matters more. So you've got to be clean and you've got to make good decisions.
And we're not breaking them down. An inside 50, you can just gets to 49 metres and is intercept marked.
What about contest and clearance? You could fold them in too, because Hawthorn won both against Sydney and got absolutely smacked. And Carlton won both against Geelong and got touched up.
I don't want to hear fans, we had our chances. We won the inside 50s by 10. No, doesn't matter.
Does
it matter?
Well, that doesn't matter. Well, what does matter? Is it the intercept down the other end?
Defense?
What is the stat that matters then?
I'll tell
score.
You. I understand that. But how do you...
18, 10, 18 to 15, 15, 105.
Efficiency.
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 Right. So that's the number.
That's right.
So right now...
Geelong ruthless.
Right. Okay. Efficiency.
Defending also helps.
So efficiency as in, is that an accumulation of all the different stats, or is it just efficiency in kicking, or is it a combination of the kicking, handball?
Everything.
Everything, okay.
Everything.
Nice. Let's just be more efficient then.
It is a, it's an unusual game, is it not, to adequately tell a story of
the data.
By looking at stats. I know stats can give you trends and... But based on a lot of the stuff that you just pointed out, this stuff does happen on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah, it does.
Where teams are having more scoring shots and
But hang on. But it might be in a particular game. But if you looked across the entire season,
trends are important. Yeah.
This is the trend. Yeah, and we spoke about it 4 weeks ago.
And this is where Horny stuff's really good. Horny jumps on a Tuesday night with the boys after us. He jumps on things that have been developing as trends, and that's when I reckon you really take notice of stuff. Not the one-off kind of. Mm.
Surely it would be rare though, and I'm not sure how rare. But to win inside 50s by 21, to win clearance, and give a team a smashing and contest a ball, these are the things.
You're not
that
losing
come.
Too yeah. many games,
and you lose.
And
it's a complete anomaly. Really looked like winning until a couple of freakish moments at the death.
Total anomaly.
That would have to be rare.
Well, maybe not. Maybe it's just that on this particular occasion, as the one-off, it was just the poor kicking. Particularly early on, that cost them so dearly.
Three posters and out in the fall, another miss from 20 directly in front. So maybe it was just bad. And bad kicking's bad.
Joshy Jenkins has been speculating, and they kicked 100 points and lost with all those numbers. Yeah, I don't know if that's ever happened before.
No.
Horny or no?
Hey, listen, coach messaging matters. Having your own stats matters more. Mick Malthouse had his internal ladder, famously or infamously. Damien Hardwick has one too. And at halftime, his Gold Coast Suns were allowing West Coast far too many of these. Have a listen to Damien Hardwick's statistic that he holds dear.
I've got this stat called shit goal stat, and we gave him 3. Bip out the language, but, you know, 3 in the second quarter, which was really frustrating. And there was a bit, you know, period of play in the second quarter where there should have been Benny Hill music playing. The MacAndrews holding the ball was like, and those are the sort of plays that we've got to eradicate from our game. And it will come, and we know we're going to give them every now and then, but, you know, against better sides, and don't get me wrong, West Coast are playing some good footy. Had 2 really good wins the last couple of weeks, but they'll punish us even more.
I've just checked with Hoyney just then, and he says the Gold Coast do rate highly on Shizen goals giveaway.
Okay, right.
Is there a trend?
But what constitutes, what was he talking about?
Well, he went into detail around just easy goal giveaways, basically. Goals of their own making, the Gold Coast Suns. They were Shizen.
What's the most Shizen goal you can give away? What's the one where you go, oh, my God.
Well, it's a double
50. It's the intercept that leads to the over-the-top and the run-in slam dunk type.
I'll give you the one.
Open transition.
You have a set shot. So plenty of time to set up, and you kick a point, and the opposition goes all the way down and kicks a goal. That is a Shizen goal. That should never happen. No, not from a set shot.
But I think it's the one where you are in control offensively and you absolutely have a man when you're trying to kick that next one.
That's what he's referring to.
Yeah, I think that's it. When it's unpressured.
Yeah, just a self-inflicted wound.
Yeah, I think that's the stuff he's talking
about.
That
leads to an indefensible situation.
Correct.
They are the Shizen.
Or was he talking about Stephen Kernahan goals? Didn't spin properly.
No, I don't think so.
Shizen goal.
No. I don't think he was. Mm. No, he wasn't.
I'm not even going to bite on that.
Hey, following the game plan matters. In that Hawthorn game, clearly Jack Scrimshaw didn't follow the game plan, and Sam Mitchell in the box and at the quarter time break came out and let his player know. And I think in this day and age, there's a limit to how demonstrative you can be and how overt you are to the cameras and to the fans at the game.
A limit, you say?
There is a limit these days, because I don't mind it when you're in the situation that Hawthorn is in and you need to hold people accountable. And sometimes holding that one person accountable so demonstratively can have a rippling effect. But I just err on the side of caution because I liked it. I think in the circumstance it was great. But in the environment that we live in today, I think that that's less acceptable, and it can lead to challenging situations with the relationship that you'll have with the coach when they're going to be so overt with how upset they are with the decision. But clearly, when you're not following the game plan, you have to be entitled to be able to get your message across, or else it's going to be impossible to make improvements.
So you don't want to see the Ken Sheldon, Craig Davenport come down from
the
box.
Well, that's the other
extreme. Come here, brother.
You can't handle your players anymore. Yeah, that went out a long time.
He kicked the winning goal that day.
I understand, but you can't get physical in any circumstance, and that's certainly not a message. But you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
That I don't mind it here.
You can't use it often.
But you've got to be cautious. Now, you might be able to do that and use that same language in a more discreet way, but when it is so overt, it can drive a bit of a wedge with your players. It can.
It can. But aren't you also searching as a coach at a time like this for the players who are with you? They are made of the right stuff. They can deal with whatever comes their way, and they're going to stand up and they're going to cop it.
Some people are made of the right stuff.
I know, so you need to know, right?
That's it. Yep. You've got to know the personality because they won't respond well to that. But if you go privately to them and you give it to them bluntly, your feedback's very blunt and to the point, and you hold them accountable, I think everyone's got to be able to do that. But when it is so
visible.
And public, it can be... In the long term, can cause some problems.
Next 4 weeks really matter for Brisbane. It's season on the line stuff now. They'll be facing all sorts of internal questions if they can't get through the next 4 weeks winning all of them. They've got Gold Coast at the Gabba, the Crows over at the Adelaide Oval, Richmond at home, and Hawthorn at Marvel. If they can win all four, and they're certainly good enough to win all four, if they can just switch whatever is holding them back at the moment... If they can play four quarters and find something like their best, they win all four, they get to 6-5 by the bye, and then they've got the second half of the season to look forward to.
So we might not know anything about them for another month plus.
Well, I reckon we will. I reckon if they don't...
Oh, you'll be satisfied if they win the next four that they're well and truly...
Oh, sorry. No, no. At least they've given themselves back in the hunt.
A chance. Yeah.
If they go 2-2 the next four, it's ta-da.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I think they've got to win their next four.
To be reconsidered.
They put themselves back in a position to then get to the bye, assess where they're at, and then really load for the second half of the season.
You'd have to say the next two are 50-50.
Oh, right.
Suns and Adelaide and Adelaide.
You're not giving them those as wins under any circumstances.
No way.
They're massive. The next 4 weeks is huge for them.
Similar on the theme of coaches' messages matter, Michael Voss's message post-game mattered. Now, he could have easily said, look, we had our chances today. We blew some opportunities. We did a lot of things well. We've got some personnel issues at the moment, but he didn't. And maybe 12 months he would have. But this is a team that is a premiership contender, should be finishing in the top four. Giving up 113 points, not good enough. And he made that clear. So if I was a Carlton supporter driving home from the game, I'd have loved to have heard that. Mm. This is a coach that's onto this group, and he's not going to let anything slip through the cracks.
Unacceptable, I think, was the terminology that he used.
So there could have been a bit of the old, if I see anyone get a pat on the back here, I'll spew up.
It's the same vein.
It was a good game. It was a really likeable game of footy, and he said that. He said, oh, listen, to you guys, I know you probably think it was a great game of footy. That's not the way we're seeing it here. So,
No, they couldn't defend the ground. I want to ask if this matters, because to be honest, I'm not sure. So no judgment from me. I'm just throwing it out there. Luke Darcy in the commentary box for a Channel 7 game. His son is playing in, but he wasn't a play-by-play commentator. He's actually charged with special comments duties in the game that Sam is playing in, which must have been, I'm not sure, but challenging, to say the least, for Luke to navigate. Does it matter? I've heard of, look, this is not Eddie Maguire commentating Collingwood game. This is a father commentating on his own son. Does it matter?
Oh, I think it does.
Why?
Well, wouldn't it be harder to do special comments than play-by-play with your own son?
No.
But as a special comments, you have to be critical or praiseworthy. As a commentator, you're just calling
neutral.
The game.
No, but
Mark kicks handballs. He's got to say, that wasn't good enough, Sam Darcy, or that was a fantastic edge. He's had a good game, Sam Darcy. I feel sorry for Luke.
Because
I would not want to be in that position.
Can't
Channel 7 just say, Luke, don't do the games with your son? There's only going to be a few.
I think when there is such an obvious conflict that when you're in the media, there are times when you can get special moments. You can get special moments because the emotion of the connection that you can have with the father in the commentary booth, clearly that's what they were looking for. He hasn't done colour commentary for so, so long. Mm. And if they were concerned, they clearly are concerned about it because they didn't have him doing the play-by-play. I think it was one of those ones where you put him in this role. There's an understanding that there will be some challenging times, so there's others there that can cover for him. But there are moments in a game where, as a dad, you can get an insight into a player. You can provide some of the stuff that no one else is going to know about. And that can add to the commentary. Now, if it's on every single time, clearly no. But as a one-off, I don't think they have a problem. And I know that on Triple M games, when Luke's there, that he doesn't do the Triple M game. So this, to me, had all the markings of Channel 7 saying, listen, we're not going to do this every time, but as a one-off, don't call it, but just be a colour guy. You can avoid it if you have to, depending on how the game unfolds. I don't have a problem with it, as if that is in fact the case.
Was his commentary affected?
I didn't think so.
From what I picked up.
I wasn't listening sharp. I was aware of the fact that Das was doing the game with his kid playing, but thereafter I wasn't listening sharply enough to know whether or not I should have said this there, or clearly there was a moment there where he could have. I can't remember a moment. So the only reason it matters is if you give us stuff about the noise that comes with him in there. If you think he's doing a good job, if the employer, Seven, think he's doing a good job, then it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, but it does matter if you're worried about keeping all of the howling wolves from the door who want to go on social media after the game and go, "What a joke!" We see it all the time.
Didn't he actually say, "Listen, he's running too close to the mark. He's got to.
Yeah, he did.
So it wasn't like he was avoiding criticism. No.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. There you go. There's an example that where he didn't.
So you think the bosses would have liked the way he went about it?
What's wrong with that?
It's what Darcy says.
19 minutes past four. We'll get a break out of the way. Ready for a fulfilling career. Join Core staff, the experts in recruitment solutions. Your future starts here. Monday Matters will continue after this. Sam Edmund, next cab off the rank.